welcome, welcome. It's time now for Car Talk. Why? It's Thursday and the sun's shining, and it's 9:30. That means it's all time for a good talk of cars and car-like vehicles, because we've got plenty of them at the Dungis Family of Autos. Michelle, how you doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing this morning?
All righty, Miss Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
Well, you know, you got a new car. Of course you're doing well. Yeah. Doggone it, he's been out driving around his hybrid. Nobody hears him because it's quiet.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. I just filled up the tank for the first time in a couple weeks.
You did?
Yep. At 500 miles to the tank on it right
now. Oh, I was going to say 500 miles to the gallon. Yeah. That's something else. Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, Michelle, we've got a lot of inventory, don't we?
We do. We have a lot of inventory. We have a lot arriving. We're still continuing to sell them before they arrive. Uh-huh. A lot on paper, as we've been doing the last few months. With that said, we've had a lot of increase in pre-ordered vehicles across the board on our Toyotas and our Ford side as well. Both are a lot of pre-orders. And our Broncos made it. So if you haven't seen the full-size Bronco, it has made it. We've added a table to it. It's pretty fancy. There's probably about 10,000 different options on the Broncos that you can actually add to them. So if you haven't seen that one, you may want to come by and check that one out.
My goodness sakes, it's kind of like build your own Bronco.
It is. It is. And those of you who haven't heard or seen the previews on the Mavericks or the Lightnings, the F-150 Lightnings, orders are being taken now for those. We already have probably 20 plus of our Lightnings already pre-ordered, so they're going to be pretty impressive. The Maverick is going to be a little, it's going on gas mileage, I would say. Mm-hmm. They say the gas mileage is going to be, you know, in the 30s on it, so it's going to be selling on that. They've had a lot of, we've got the Mach-E, which you guys know a lot about the Mach-E.
Oh, yeah, we never talk about that. No. We talk about it all the time.
That's right. The Mach-E has been a big seller as well. At first, I think people were a little nervous about an all-electric vehicle, but they're ordering them. So the only way you're able to get a Mach-E is to order the vehicle itself. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so those of you who aren't really familiar with the Mach-E, it's all electric. So if you plug it in, there's a lot of charging stations around town. We have several at our dealership.
I've seen those.
It comes with an adapter so you can just plug it in at your wall, like a normal wall outlet, too.
At your house?
Yeah, at your house. So you can charge it overnight. It's not the quick thing to do at your own home.
Well, how you like that? Then you go back into your own refrigerator and drink your own pot.
Yep.
You kind of got your own convenience thing going on right there.
That's right. And I think there's even, you can order the, like the fast charger as well for home.
Yep, there are like at-home units that you can install these fast chargers that'll give you like the higher wattage to just charge the vehicle faster for you.
All right, I got a fast charge. I like that, it's good.
And it has a pep to it. It goes pretty good.
That's what I understand.
Yes.
Got some giddy up.
It does, yeah. And the screen on it, I believe it, I would say is bigger than a iPad, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely bigger. And the Ford Lightning is going to be about the same, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Ford Lightning is as well. We on the Bronco screen as well, it's probably a tablet-sized turn sideways. So it's pretty neat. Whenever you open the door on the Bronco, it gives you like the full Bronco show going through the fields. It's pretty neat. So it gives you kind of that.
The full Bronco show.
Yes, the full Bronco experience before you even get in it to drive it. So, and we do have Kaylee, who had went to the Bronco kickoff a few months back, where she got to see and actually test drive all of them. There's several different Broncos. I mean, I believe there's four different ones. We have the Outer Bank now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe there's four different levels of the Bronco, the big Bronco. So, but she went got to drive all of them, and she can't say anything negative about any of them. Even the Bronco Sport, she was impressed with as far as how is it handled. So, but it's kind of, I'm curious to see all the different Broncos that are coming in to, if they're going to have, because, you know, you can have the tents built on top of them. Mm-hmm. So you have the tables coming out, you know, you have the whole cookout facility, you know, you can have your own cookout. It's, you know.
Like a condo on wheels. What are you talking about? Wow.
With AC. So.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's got the best in-class ground clearance. Yeah. Even better than the Jeep.
Oh, wow. There you go. That's good. You know, a lot of folks like to go off-road here in Oklahoma. I kind of wonder why we have roads, because people do have too much fun off the road.
I do. I have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I'm glad, though, that the, you know, I can remember years ago when my mother bought the Bronco 2. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes, I do.
So that's kind of similar to the size of the Bronco Sport. So the new Broncos, such as the Outer Bank, it's a whole nother level. I mean, it competes with Jeep, any of those off-road vehicles. Anyone who is looking for that, they're going to be truly impressed by the Broncos.
Wow.
And that the big Bronco that we have right now is actually going to be in our loaner program.
Mm-hmm.
So some lucky service customers might be able to snag it for a little bit.
Oh, gee, I hear a little knock in my truck. Oh, golly, do you think I could borrow that for a little bit? No. Well, I wouldn't do that to you. Okay, maybe I might.
Well, you're welcome to do that. We want to see you driving it. The quicker we get it loaned out in miles and get it through the loaner program, we can sell it. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So, get a heck of a deal.
Yeah. We are, and we're excited about it. It's going to be a good one.
We've got company today, don't we?
We do have company.
Tell us about our company today.
Today we have Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, it's Tammy from down the hall.
Haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. 10 minutes. Since just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I got called in as the house rodeo expert.
Oh, house rodeo expert.
Well, Levi had to go, so Levi and I, here on the radio team, we are rodeo people from way back. My dad was a veterinarian, and I grew up rodeoing. So, big rodeo coming to town this weekend. It's the Green Country Rodeo.
So, I hear.
Yes, it's the 40th annual. It's a big deal. It's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. We'll be broadcasting out there tonight. I think Levi's probably going to be there from 6 to 8. I think the rodeo starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he'll be out there this evening. Stop by. He'll have some goodies, maybe some t-shirts, things like
Rope
that.
Rope tricks.
On K-Rig. And so, Dungis has been so kind to let us talk about Green Country Rodeo. It is the West is One, and we're in the great rodeo country. It's 40th annual. It's IPRA sanctioned, which means it's professional rodeo. So only people who own who have a card with the International Professional Rodeo Association or a local. So you have to be within a particular driving distance to get to enter this one. So we get to go see our friends and some famous people all at the same time in little old Bartlesville, just west of town on Highway 60. The cool thing about this rodeo is there's $1,000 in added money for each event, which is new. They've made it bigger and better than ever before for their 40th annual. Every event winner gets a buckle this year, so that's new. They've added the wild horse race. Tonight there's going to be a trick rider. Friday and Saturday they've got the drill team. And for the first time in a really long time, they're going to have a dance on Saturday night. So if you don't know much about rodeo, and there's eight main rodeo events. They'll have the saddle bronc riding, the bareback riding, the bull riding, and those are considered your rough stock events.
Mm-hmm.
That can get a little bit wild and hairy every once in a while. Then you've got steer wrestling. Now, my brother, he used to do steer wrestling. We call it bulldogging, a.k.a. Dewey Bulldoggers. But I could not figure out why he would want to jump off a perfectly good running horse onto a steer. It just didn't make much sense to me.
And grab him by the horns.
And then flip him over. So it's kind of to test the brakes of the cowboy and the speed of the steer. And so when I'd go watch him compete, I'd have to go up in the announcer stand and stand behind them. Because when they drop down into the pocket, is what they call it, my heart would literally stop until the horse would get out of the way so I could see him flip the steer. But anyway, that's life as I've known it my whole life. And then there's tie down roping, which is super fun. And then team roping is two people, and someone ropes the head and someone ropes the heels, and then you got to flag it, and it's happening in less than 3 seconds. So that means two guys have gotten their horses backed in the box, said go, they've turned out a steer, they've roped the front and the back, faced up their horses, and dropped a flag in less than 3 seconds. It took me longer to say that.
Wow.
And I talk really fast.
Yeah, you do. I was impressed.
I know. So anyway, that's what Levi does. That's what my brothers do. My brothers are in Cheyenne, Wyoming right now roping this next week. So big fun things happening up there. They were in Deadwood, South Dakota yesterday checking out some museums. So that's neat. Breakaway roping, and that's a big up-and-coming thing. That's where the girls get to rope, and that happens in less than 2 seconds. And they rope, and the rope breaks. It literally breaks away from the saddle horn. And they dropped the flag, but that has just been added to the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. So the first time, last year was the first time that girls have had two events that they could compete in at the national finals.
Wow.
Which is a really big deal. So breakaway roping on the professional level is the fastest growing event in history. I know at the Cheyenne Frontier Days, they took 200 entries and they had 500 people. So there are 300 women waiting for a phone call that somebody got COVID or couldn't go, and so they can hop in their trailer and head to Wyoming.
Golly.
But the cool thing about it is we have locals here that are roping and breakaway roping. I know Dr. Ricky Yoakum, she's going to probably be roping out there, and a bunch of local girls that we all grew up knowing and loving. And so it's fun to watch them. The Queen Contest is a whole different thing. They're selling tickets for admission, and they'll get the winner of the Queen Contest will win a saddle from Yoakum. They're mm-hmm. going to give a saddle to the Queen and the Little Britches. And tell me if I need to slow down or stop.
Oh,
you guys want to add, or you want me to keep rolling?
Gotta roll.
All right, cool. I even took notes.
And it fit.
I know. So dance on Saturday night, mutton busting, that's super fun. Take your kids out early. That starts at 6. Those are for kids 6 and under can ride a sheep. That's what a mutton is. That is hilarious and fun, and they hold on for dear life and cry really big tears when they hit that hard arena dirt.
Oh.
But it's still really fun to watch. And that's a good start. Like I said, I grew up in a rodeo family. I grew up with the McCoy boys that were on the Amazing Race and are now in the PBR. Uh-huh. And I used to run ribbons for Trevor Brazil, who's the winningest cowboy in the world. And 28 time, I think, is what he was.
Whew.
And my little brother actually beat him in the all-around in Professional Youth Rodeo Association in North Texas. Uh-huh. One time. So my brother took a saddle away from Trevor Brazil, who is now the winningest cowboy in the world. So...
Huh.
Little pat on the back for my little brother. Too bad he's not here for that shout out. And then the Little Britches are raffling off tickets for $500 of beef from Rainey's Custom Butchering.
Nice.
So when those kids are selling you tickets out there at the rodeo, just buy them. They've been working for months trying to sell these tickets. And you know what? If kids are involved in rodeo, they're staying out of trouble. So rodeo is a big family. Barzal Roundup Club's done a great job. Yeah. They're having movie nights. They're having play days. They're doing extra stuff. Saturday, they're having a jackpot calf roping. So that's where you don't have to have an IPRA card to do that. But they're working hard out there. The arena looks great. They've got the banners up. It generally rains, but usually we're a week earlier than typically for the Green Country Rodeo. So that's good. It's usually the first weekend in August, but... last week of July works too. It'll be nice and hot, and it shouldn't be any other way if you're in the rodeo arena.
Indeed.
What else do you want me to say about it?
Well, the sheep, my son, he's 8 now, so the past 2 or 3 years, that was his favorite. The first year, I don't believe he was old enough to do it, or maybe he was a little scared to do it. But riding the sheep, those kids, they're quite entertaining watching that.
They sure are. And the fun thing is to watch the cowboys get back there and help them get on those sheep. And they really, cowboys are super friendly, and they're really helpful, and they want to start these kids young, get them involved in the rodeo family. And so that's something, I know the ticket says 7:30 or 8, but go early. Mutton busting is at 6. It's a ton of fun. It's dirty and hilarious, and sometimes they ride them round and round because they're afraid to let go.
That's the only way to ride.
Sometimes.
Or it may be a challenge to how long they can stay on them. You know? I got that because there's a prize, right? Don't they get a little prize?
Yep, they get a prize. And then the calf scramble is always a good time. That's where the little ones get to take off their boots and run around and chase to get a ribbon off the calf's tail. And so that's always fun. There's fun for everyone. I know they were going to have vendors out there. So if you need a cowboy hat or some T-shirts or koozies, or I don't know what all they'll have, but they'll have some vendors and... It's nothing better than a hamburger hot dog at the rodeo arena.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll be out there this evening, tomorrow, and Saturday, just being out there with Dunges.
Are you going to have vehicles out there?
Going to bring a few trucks with me.
Perfect.
And just be there to enjoy the rodeo.
You got to bring the Bronco out there?
It's still going through our shop, so we're not sure on that one yet.
Okay.
We'll see.
I thought it'd be a good fit.
That is a good fit.
It would be a good
actually.
Fit.
I don't know if it'd pull a trailer, though.
No.
Oh.
Maybe on a bumper pull, but not a big living quarters for sure.
We brought some F-250s ready for you.
That'll be good.
There
that'll
you
be,
go.
So
we got
that'll
those.
Be good.
But yes, all the kids enjoy it. I think it was 2 years ago. We got quite the rain prior to that. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so I remember the kids running around in the mud, and they were covered in mud. So, but
and probably happier than they've ever
they
been.
Were. Best time ever. Best time ever.
Hey, when you're a kid and there's mud. You just gotta go for it, man.
Yes,
it's well, I'm not that far removed from being a kid. I know these things.
And the funny thing is like, because I grew up in that world, it's shocking to me how many people have never been around those kinds of animals, or never pet an animal, or never seen any of that in live action. And so I remember my kids went to school in Bartlesville, but I grew up in small town Oklahoma, in this world, and their friends would be like, you're going to go ride a horse? And so I forget sometimes that we live in a small city, and that world is kind of removed from so many. But if you're looking for something fun to do, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, just west of town, right by the airport, it'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Other thing I noticed about there, it's always tremendously busy. We typically go on a Saturday night, and I'm shocked that every year we've been, parking hasn't been an issue. I mean, they've opened it up where, like, you can pretty much park anywhere.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about.
Only thing you might have to worry about is rain, and that ain't happening this week.
Now, don't jinx us now, Tom.
Oh, no, it's not happening this week.
It's Oklahoma. Anything can change.
Not till Sunday. You're good. Now we'll be till the nighttime. So you're going to be good. Oh, man, this is great.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. So if you need a truck or a trailer to get you around to the rodeo, go see my friends at Dungis.
All right there. Right there on 75 on the west side, the best side.
Absolutely. Talking about some of those F-250s, as you know, we don't have any new ones on the ground, so we're going to bring some of our like new that we've been talking about.
Oh, good.
We picked out two. Good thing if we visit a little bit on the used car inventory right now. As we all know, for the last several months, the used inventory was so high. It had peaked up so high that it was hard to justify buying a used over a new because the value of them were so substantially high. Mm-hmm. In the last few weeks, we've noticed that there's a little bit of a gap now. So we believe that the peak of the used inventory has dropped a little bit. And so that way it gives a little bit more comfort for someone who's not buying a new, but a like new vehicle, mm-hmm. that the values are coming down a little bit. But with that said, because we're having historical years right now on car sales, lenders are still loaning higher than ever. So that helps with those high-end F-250s. I mean, pulling trailers and whatnot, a lot of them can pull houses. I mean, they're pretty,
yeah.
They're pretty strong. And so, unfortunately, that comes along with a big price tag, mm-hmm. on those F-250s, yeah. F-350s. But that'll help with the inventory kind of leveling out a little bit. I think that will help see the used car buyers to feel a little bit more comfortable that they're getting a better deal, seeing mm-hmm. it drop a little bit.
Indeed. And, of course, you know, the way we have these newer used vehicles, they're just now just getting broken in.
Yeah.
You know, so by the time you get it, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, and that is the case. And sometimes it's even nice to buy a vehicle that may have 5,000 or 7,000 miles as our Bronco that's uh-huh. coming out of when it comes out of the loaner program uh-huh. for sale, because some of the little things that pop up, it's been fixed and yeah. handled, and they can kind of, you know, roll with it that way as far as if they have small issues that come up.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, we are still buying used inventory. If any of you have been, you know, on Highway 75 and passed by the dealership lately, Toyota is bringing in a substantial amount of inventory.
Good.
And
good.
So I can see where they're moving back to fill the lot a little bit more as far as releasing the inventory and getting it back to where it should be. Also, with Toyota, we have the new, I'm trying to think
of. The new Tundra that's coming out.
The new Tundra. The new Tundra, and then the Corolla Cross. Mm-hmm. So we have the Corolla Cross and the Tundra that will be coming soon to Toyota. So those we're looking forward to. Do you know much about the Corolla Cross?
So the Corolla Cross is going to be the Corolla that's been selling quite well, but it's going to be an SUV crossover on it. So it's going to be like the hatchback Corolla, but it's going to be raised up. It's going to have a higher ground clearance, and you're going to have just a lot more comfort in a smaller vehicle.
I believe it's going to be a little bit of a crossover from like our CHR to yep. our Corolla.
It's going to be just a little bit smaller than the CHR, but on par with the ground clearance on it too.
Wow, so it's got the best of both worlds.
Right, as well as the gas mileage and the price, I believe, is going to be still between those looking at that.
It'll be like the average Corolla price on it, and it'll still have the good Corolla gas mileage.
What is the average lifespan on the lot for a Tundra pickup truck? I got it down at 30 seconds once.
Yeah.
We're selling a lot on paper.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Because with these like new Tundras and the new Corolla Cross, your best bet is probably going to be to pre-order it. just like with the Ford Lightnings, because we've been doing a lot of business that way.
And you can take your time and you know exactly what you're going to get down to the last detail.
Yeah, and we can show you some nice pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the new Tundra, on our the Dungeons Facebook page, Dungeons Toyota, there's Toyota slowly releasing some more teasers about what's going on with that new Tundra.
It's going to be a pretty good looking truck. It's definitely a different body style change, a lot of change from the Tundra right now, the 21s and older. So there is a big change. So those who are, that you will not be disappointed with the new Tundra.
Got it.
That's exciting.
Yes.
It is.
It's been a while, I believe, since they've done a redesign on the body of the Tundra. So, of course, everyone knows about the new design on the Sienna vans. It's been a pretty hot seller at our lot. So,
yeah, they're all hybrid now, and I'm a huge fan of the hybrids right now, because now I'm driving one.
He owns two right now.
Yeah.
He's the guy that just waves as he goes by the gas station.
Yeah. You know,
my daughter has one of those. She has a big crew cab truck, big farm truck, and she's got CNG and gas powered. And so now when she goes ranch rodeo and everybody pitches in for the $30 worth of CNG it takes them to get there. So she hasn't ventured over to electric yet, but the CNG and the fuel hybrid is pretty cool too.
I'll be darned.
But yeah. I haven't driven many of them yet. But
no, the Venza and the Sienna they're hot right now.
They are.
You have the SUV on the Venza side, and you have the reclining second row seats on your Sienna now.
Yeah, so, that's nice. That's nice.
So Toyota's really picked it up, and they definitely are competing with the Honda Odysseys and those that were out there that may have had those options before. Mm-hmm. Well, now Toyota has them. And they did a redesign, so it's not really like a typical van look. I would say it's kind of
It's sharp, sporty looking now.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a traditional like minivan or anything. It's something
new.
It's
a cool mom car instead of a sad mom car. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I speak those languages. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a sexy mom car now.
That's right. Wow. It is. So, I'm trying to think of anything else. Of course, we know Labor Day is coming up soon, so we will definitely be having some different kind of sales and whatnot with Labor Day. So please come by and take a look at the inventory and get a new ride for that, as well as back to school. A lot of teenagers and high schoolers, maybe they need, we have some Camrys, Corollas. We just sold our last new Corolla yesterday.
Oh,
we can't keep them on the lot either. Or our Camrys. I believe we sold our last Camry on the lot Saturday. But we do have a lot coming in.
Good.
Also,
the college students, too, looking for a different ride. That's going to start in, a week or so?
Yeah, yes. Quick. Yeah. It's just right around the corner.
It's so hard to even think about schools already ready to, I believe, the 12th.
Yeah,
we're starting
school.
So I got the little text message, saying, okay, they're pre-enrolled now. Time to go. So.
Yeah.
But we're excited. We still have selling a lot on paper. Customers are comfortable about it. Of course, we have our non-commissioned salespeople to help you have an easy experience where you don't feel like you're forced into purchasing something that you don't want to purchase.
Understood.
And
of course, you went through the experience, so you can talk firsthand to anybody who might have a question about buying on paper.
No, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It's not so big a deal anymore. You got pictures like everything nowadays.
Uh-huh.
So you know exactly what you're going to get. And most of these vehicles are going to drive similar, even if you're looking at a different trim level than what we have on the lot.
So, yeah, you mean you've got the general idea. It just goes down to the details.
It does, yes. And speaking of a little bit of the inventory shortage, and we all know about the chips and everything, Ford has given us a heads up on it. We probably have 60 plus Fords allocated to hit the lot. So they're coming. It may take a few months over a few months span to be able to get those in. But what they have decided is they're going to start delivering them to the dealership without the chips. And so we're going to be able to display those trucks and vehicles that don't have the chips, where you can actually put a deposit on it, but see it, touch it, feel it. You just can't drive it. And then once the chip comes in, our service department will do all of the mechanical part of it, and then it'll be ready for delivery.
Cool.
So we're excited about that. We're excited to be able to see them because it's been 4 or 5
it's
months.
It's been a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know, so this is good. This is making some good progress here. It's going to make folks feel a lot easier about things.
Yes, it will. I mean, because most people want to see. I mean, and buying on paper, and like we talked about last week, Toyota has came up with a new, what we call a 360, which shows us what inventory is coming in that we're able to show our customers. Well, the new one, you're able to see the exterior and the interior colors, and it makes it easier. So everyone's, you know, getting on the same page as ordering vehicles, and to make it easier for the customers who are going through that process to feel comfortable with it.
Great. This is fun. This is great. And, of course, you can go out to the rodeo and take a look at a couple of the vehicles we have on display, too.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have them out there, and they will be marked with our Dunges. We have Dunges magnets that we typically put on them when we go out there.
We'll have a Dunges tent out there, and I'll be giving out some water and some other stuff for just people, and it'll all be for free and such. It'll be nice.
Take a look inside, grab a big old slug of water, and get an eye full of a truck.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Oh,
we make sure we have plenty of Gatorade and water and all that kind of stuff too.
Now, where can we find you online?
So you can find us on DungesChoice.com, and that'll bring you to our Toyota, our Ford, and our Lincoln side.
One address gets you all the different places you need to go.
Oh, yeah. And you can even apply for a job there, too.
You looking? You looking, are you?
Always. Hey, always looking to hire. We would rather have a face full of friendly smiles and be full-staffed than to not. So, and since ours aren't paid on commission, it's easier for us to hire more so, and to focus on teaching them more the customer service relation part of it rather than a commission-based sales.
Got it.
So, and we don't forget about that 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
How can you forget?
Yes, on all of our new vehicles. The 7-year, 100 is nice to have. I mean, it's an extra 2-year, 40,000 miles that Mr. Dunn just pays for at no additional cost to you.
And our new used actually have their own warranty on them.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They will. Yeah, our new, they will come, like we said, certified, or with the, they all will have the 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. We are getting some of the lower vehicle pricing, more of the $6,000 to $9,000, if there's someone looking for vehicles for their 16-year-old or
perfectly priced for a 16-year-old.
Yeah, or college students. Something to kind of get them where they need to go, but not, you know, spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a vehicle, because we all know vehicles are quite pricey right now.
Yeah, they are. But it's always a good investment there too. It is. Now, one thing that I like about your website is, and I can speak to this from experience, is that I pretty much had my deal sewn up before I walked in the door.
Yes.
And then, you know, Ms. Madison just said, "Well, we got a few details." And all we did was a few details. Michelle comes out because I think it's ready to go. And by golly, within 40 minutes after a good meal, I was driving home a nice vehicle fresh from the detail shop.
Yes.
You know, it was wow, thank you.
We do. We're trying our hardest to make sure that we put the customer experience as easy and as transparent and simple pricing. I mean, as you know, a year and a half ago, we went to the simple pricing. So we there's no gimmicks or games on our prices. It's our prices. I mean, we're not moving trade numbers. We're not doing anything like that. We're not increasing, you know, dock fees. We have the lowest dock fee around. I mean, our dock fee is $149.95.
So
it's low.
Yeah, it is. It's very low in comparison.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should talk about shopping local too. I know that a lot of the internet has made it really easy to shop wherever, and I think it's important that people remember that when you buy out of away from here, then you're not helping support our community, you're not helping support the infrastructure, and you're eventually going to need some service. And the thing that I like about with Dungeness is I have a person that I can go to that I can say, "Michelle, I've got this problem and I need you to take care of it, and Michelle's going to handle it start to finish for me. She's going to hold my hand, maybe not literally, sometimes literally, but we're going to walk through it. She's going to handle it, but I can trust that Michelle's going to take care of me like she'd take care of her sister, her mom, and she's going to make sure that I get handled from start to finish." And you can't say that about every dealership, but at Dungeness, they're friendly when you walk in. They want to take care of you from the beginning of purchase to your next purchase to your next purchase to your next purchase to the very end. And so they want to be there. There's some people that have been there for years and years, and some great friendly faces. So shop with my friends at Dungeness.
Where can we find you?
Come and find us at 1901 1911 Southeast Washington. See you guys soon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.